8. Signing a contract.
Useful sentences.
1. We'll have the contract ready for signature.
2. We signed a contract for medicines.
3. Zhang signs the contract on behalf of the China National Silk Import and Export Corporation.
4. A Japanese company and Sinochem have signed into a new contract.
5. It was because of you that we landed the contract.
6. We offered a much lower price, so they got the contract.
7. Are we anywhere near a contract yet?
8. We sign a contract when we are acting as principals.
9. I know we should draw up a contract and the buyer has to sign it.
10. We should simultaneously sign two contracts, one sales contract for beef and mutton, and the other contract of equal value for the purchase of cotton.
11. We both want to sign a contract, and we have to make some concessions to do it.
12. We are here to discuss a new contract with you.
13. Our current contract is about to expire, and we need to discuss a new one.
14. We can repeat the contract on the same terms.
15. A few problems with supply under the old contract must be quickly resolved.
16. We ought to clear up problems arising from the old contract.
17. Do you always make a contract for every deal?
18. According to the contract, the construction of the factory is now underway.
Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
I made a very close study of the draft contract yesterday.
Any problems?
Yes, there are a few points which I'd like to bring up. First, the packing. It's stipulated in the contract that all the machine parts should be packed in wooden cases. This can be done with the machine parts, but it's impossible to pack a truck base like that.
I see.
Second, about the terms of payment. Your draft contract says that payment is to be made by DP. This is not our practice. We prefer to have the payment made by LC through a negotiating bank in France.
Good.
And the third point is about arbitration. It's stipulated that arbitration shall take place in China. In all our past contracts signed with you, it was stipulated that arbitration took place in a third country.
Yes, that's right.
But how is it that this time you wish to have it carried out in China?
Shall we take up the matter point by point?
That's a good idea.
Now, the first point is about packing. We agree to a different packing for those truck bases.
This can be easily done.
Second, we agree to have payment by letter of credit.
Thank you.
As for the arbitration, in our dealings with many countries, arbitration is to be carried out in China. The Arbitration Commission of the CCPIT enjoys a high prestige among friendly companies. Personally, I hope you can accept this clause. Furthermore, the disputes that have arisen from our business transactions were all well settled through friendly consultations. Arbitration will be rare.
I see. Okay, the new arbitration clause is acceptable. Is there anything else?
As far as the contract stipulations are concerned, there is nothing more. Thank you very much.
When should we sign the contract?
We'll revise the contract this evening and have it ready to be signed tomorrow morning at 11. How's that?
Perfect.
Conversation 2.
We're having some quality control problems, James. We need to go to the source to work them out.
What problems are you having exactly?
The complaint rate for our new product line is very high, almost 8%.
That's high.
Yes. We keep finding problems when testing the soundboards.
But your promotional material claims the boards are the least expensive of their type on the market.
The least expensive, but still fully functional. And we think that your factory needs to take measures to improve quality control.
That will involve additional expenses for us, which we'll have to pass on to you as a rate hike.
I'm afraid that's unacceptable. Your contract says that you will deliver a product with a reject rate of less than 6%.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. I'll review the contract and talk with management. Then we'll get together and hash this out.
Conversation 3.
Good morning, Mr. Sam. Here is our contract. Please go over it and see if everything is in order.
Let me read it over and consider it. Don't you think we should add a sentence here like this? If one side fails to observe the contract, the other side is entitled to cancel it, and the loss for this reason should be charged by the side breaking the contract.
That's okay. I think all the terms should meet with unanimous agreement. Do you have any comment on this clause?
I think this clause suits us well, but the time of payment should be prolonged 2 or 3 months.
Usually, we accustom to payment within 1 month, but for the sake of the friendship between us, we'll fix it at 2 months.
No wonder everyone speaks highly of your commercial integrity.
Thank you for your compliment. You know, it is our permanent principle that contracts are honored and commercial integrity is maintained. Anything else you want to bring up for discussion?
Yes, one more thing I would like to point out, that is, timely delivery. You know our customers are in urgent need of the goods. If you fail to deliver the goods at the time stipulated in the contract, they may turn elsewhere for substitution. In the way, we just can't stand the loss.
Well, you may rest assured that the shipment will be duly delivered. But we must have your letter of credit at least 1 month before the time of shipment.
Of course. When I get back, I'll open a letter of credit for the whole quantity as soon as possible.
We hope so, too.
Conversation 4.
They are to be shipped not later than January 2001.
There's no question about that.
And what about the terms of payment?
Payment by letter of credit to be opened by the buyer 15 to 20 days prior to the date of delivery. That's what we've agreed upon, isn't it?
Yes, quite so.
We'd like to add the condition that the letter of credit shall be valid until the 15th day after shipment. You know, it sometimes takes us a week or so to get all the shipping documents ready for the presentation and negotiation. This will give us more leeway.
That can be done. Do you have any questions about the inspection and claims?
None whatsoever. The quality and performance of our machines can stand every possible test. We agree to your conditions.
Do you also agree to the condition that all disputes, if unsettled, shall be referred to the Foreign Trade Arbitration Commission for the promotion of international trade?
Certainly, but I'm sure there will be no occasion for arbitration.
Conversation 5.
Well then, we've agreed on all the major points.
Yes, Mr. Brown. We're glad the deal has come off nicely and hope there will be more to come.
So long as we keep to the principle of equality and mutual benefit, trade between our two countries will develop further.
When can the contract be ready for signature?
I'll have it ready in a couple days.
The earlier the better. I'm leaving next week.
How about next Monday afternoon at 5? I'll have a copy of the contract sent to your hotel in the morning for you to look over.
That suits us fine.
Conversation 6.
We'll ship the goods according to the agreed time schedule. Last but not least, the inspection is to be carried out by Houston Commodities Inspection Bureau, which is final and binding on both parties.
Yes, we agreed to that. We have great confidence in your inspection institution. Through years of dealing with you, we're convinced of your commercial integrity.
Thank you. You can rest assured that we'll do everything possible to prevent defective commodities from going abroad. However, if there should be any disputes, we wish to have them settled through friendly discussions.
Exactly. That's what we've done in the past.
Well, it seems we've covered everything. We'll have the contract ready in a couple of days.
Can you speed it up and let me have it today? I'm leaving tomorrow. I've been here for almost a month now, you see. My corporation is urging me to return. I've booked the ticket for tomorrow afternoon's flight at 2 o'clock.
Let me see. If we can't get the contract ready by then, we'll send it to you by airmail for your signature.
That's fine, too.
Conversation 7.
That nearly wraps it all up.
Yes, I think so.
All we have to do is sign the contract.
I think we need to discuss the third clause.
Would you like to do that now?
Now is as good a time as any.
We'll have to get this contract typed as soon as possible.
My secretary can start on it right away.
I think all the changes are easy to see.
She won't have any trouble. This clause will have to be changed.
Just pencil in the changes and we'll retype it.
Can you read that?
Oh, sure. Are you ready to sign?
Well, I sure am.
Here's a pen.
Thank you.
Where do you want me to sign?
Right here.
How's that?
That's fine.
I'd like to look this over before I sign it.
Of course. Take your time.
It looks fine to me.
Just sign there on the bottom.
Here's my signature.
And mine.
Here's your copy of the contract.
Good. I'm glad we're all done.
Yes, it's nice to be finished.
You can say that again.
Let's go out and celebrate.
I think we both need a drink.
Conversation 8.
We can't sign the contract yet.
Why not?
There are some changes that still have to be made.
Can we do it right now?
No, I need to talk to the home office.
Fine. Just let us know when you're ready.
Who's going to sign the contract for your side?
The general manager.
Shall I make an appointment to see him?
Yes. Sometime next week would be good. rattling off.
Men trifle with their business and their politics, but they never trifle with their games. George Bernard Shaw, British dramatist.
Necessity never makes a good bargain. Benjamin Franklin.
Dare, and the world will always yield. If it beats you sometimes, dare it again, and again, and it will succumb. W. M. Thackeray, British novelist.